Welcome back to your morning tradition for Friday morning, July the 31st. Mike and Lisa Austin here on your morning tradition. As we have been talking with Father Peter Scott via Skype from South Africa with us. And we left off, we were talking about, Father Scott, we were talking about the different the religious practices as far as the Africans go, and the different marriages. What, three or four different ones? Lobola marriage, and what a minefield you have to tiptoe through liturgically for the church, and for the languages and the marriage, the Lobola marriage, and all of that.
So yes, so you've got the Lobola marriage first, and then they have to get civilly married, and it's not the same thing. A customary marriage is not the same. It doesn't actually have the civil effects of marriage. Then afterwards, you know, they'll get married in the church, but it takes years for that to happen. We keep pushing them and say that this is wrong, but the customs are embedded for centuries. It's very difficult to change. And right. It's not just in South Africa. It's in every country in Africa. It's the same thing.
Wow.
It's the same struggle, but little by little, we work on them, and we hope that the new generations coming up will be properly educated. But let's not have false expectations that their culture is very strong, and their culture is still, in many ways, pagan.
Sure. Mm. With such a poverty-stricken population at your school, do any of the children actually stay there? Is the housing
board
there better?
Mean?
Do they board there, or do they have to leave?
We don't yet have a boarding facility. I'd love to have a boarding facility, but it's expensive to create and to maintain and have the staff for it, which we don't have the means to do that yet. If I had a boarding facility, it would fill up tomorrow. The Africans would have no problem sending me their boys immediately.
Right.
In fact, you know how in the States, when the people always fight over their children, who's got custody over their children?
Yes.
In this country, there's no arguments about that at all. If you want to take the kids and can support them, you take them. And often the parents are not even married, and so the kids will go to one or the other, or they'll go to the uncle or the aunt. Oftentimes it's the grandparents that are raising the kids.
Wow.
And nobody seems to care too much. And so if anybody's willing to take the children, they'll let them go. No problem. There's no possessiveness as we're used to. And that's, of course, what the church has done in the past, and it's done a phenomenal amount of good. But you have to have the means to do that. And we don't have the means to do that right now, especially when you consider that they live very cheaply in their own with their own families, because they eat their staple diet is what we call mealy meal. It's a maize meal thing, and it's a staple, and that's what they eat mostly. It's very cheap.
Is that a corn based thing, or what is that?
It's called mealy meal. It's maize meal.
Okay.
It's corn.
Yes.
And they make it into a, and so it comes in bags about 1 kilogram. In fact, we give it away. We give away at least 70 or 80 bags of 1 kilogram every week. We have lines of people up, just they'll line up for 2 hours to get 1 kilogram of maize meal.
Wow.
Because they're hungry. And that's what we do for the poor, because it's their staple diet. Now, those poor are not the people in the school. People in the school are mostly a little bit better off, but it shows you how poor people are if they'll line up for an hour or two just to get 1 kilogram of maize meal worth 50 cents.
I was going to ask, what kind of money does it cost you in order to both feed and educate? I guess per student, do you have any sort of a number? What does it cost per student?
For the year, the fees for 1 year for one student is about 20,000 rand, which is about $2,000.
Okay. And how does that compare to what the income is there for a family?
Well, obviously, many of them cannot pay the school fees. There are some who can, and we're trying to aim at more middle-class background, people who can afford it because they've got a better social environment, which enables the development of true education. But still, we don't refuse people because they're poor. No parishioner ever gets refused because he can't pay fees. And so we have to take a lot of non-paying students. So I'm always looking for benefactors to help out with the students or the parents who cannot pay the fees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because we have 11 teachers and they all have to be paid. The salaries are not as high as in the US, of course not, but they still have to be paid. Mm-hmm. And they have to be paid a living salary, which is just and fair, that they can live on.
Correct.
So I was going to ask you about expansion of the school, but I think we've already touched on that. It sounds to me as if it seems like it's all you can do just to maintain at this point.
By ourselves, we could not even make ends meet. We couldn't pay our bills, pay our teachers. We need benefactors. It's the only way we can do it, mission school. But with the benefactors, and we've been able to keep going, and we've been able to put up the new building, which cost us about 800,000 rand, maybe $75,000. But for a double-story brick building, very solid, not a bad deal, really, with six classrooms.
I was going to ask, what is the construction like there? I picture, you know, I've been to Mexico, and you go to Mexico, and it seems like everything is made out of cement with the rebar and that. What's the construction style like there?
There's a variety, but we use bricks and cement.
Okay.
It's solid. And the reason, because the materials and the labor is not that expensive. And so you can use bricks and cement and build, relatively speaking, compared with the U.S., right? Cheaply, you know. We our building expense is about 4,000 rand per square meter, which if you convert that, it's about $40 a square foot.
Okay.
It's not bad.
No, that's a, that seems
so
pretty
if somebody
reasonable.
Wanted to help out, Father, how would they go about getting the money to you?
Well, the easiest way to send the money is through electronic transfer. It can be sent through the U.S. District Office as a foreign and overseas trust fund.
Okay.
And it can be sent electronically. There's lots of ways of sending the money these days. It's not difficult to send money.
Right. Okay. And probably the most secure way and safest way is just to get it to, if you're in the U.S., get it to the U.S. District House and earmark it for Africa, I would think.
We have to earmark it for Rudaport.
Oh, okay, so for Rudaport.
Oh, because we have all kind of different apostolates in Africa.
Okay.
Which is good, because we have a school in Kenya, we have a school in Gabon, we have a priory and a mission in Nigeria.
Sure.
And in Zimbabwe. And so we have lots of things going on in Africa. It's not just here.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. If you would like to help Father Peter Scott, then you could send your money to the U.S. District House and earmark it for, you would say, Rudaport or Father Peter Scott, and I'm sure that that would work out well. Okay. We're going to take a break. Father, we run out of time for this segment. We're going to take a break. We sure appreciate your time and your efforts for us here today. And God love you, and I don't know how you put up with the sometimes light, sometimes electricity, but I guess that's the penance, that's the crosses that you have to bear in Africa.
You get used to it. You have ways of getting around it with lights and battery charged lights and things like that.
Yeah. Candles.
The old fashioned way, indeed.
Father, yes. God bless you, and. We'll stay in touch. I think we could do several things on several segments on what's happening there in Rudaport. And thank you, by the way, for the Ten Commandments segments that you're doing on our station. We play those at noon and again at 7 o'clock Central U.S. time. And we've gotten a lot of positive response from all the sermons. So thank you for that.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. God bless you.
And you as well, Father.
God bless you too, Father.
Thank you for being on with us. And we're going to take this break here on Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com. We're Mike and Lisa Austin. We're going to come back and finish up the morning with you. Take a look ahead at what the rest of the day is like, what the weekend looks like. And that'll be that. And remember, Father Peter Scott will be on with his Ten Commandments program at noon
and 7.
And 7 Central Time,
USA.
All right. We're Mike and Lisa Austin on Your Morning Tradition. We'll be back in just a second. And we're back with Your Morning Tradition. Mike and Lisa Austin here on a Friday morning, or if you're hearing this in the afternoon, Friday afternoon.
That's right.
We're
all over the place.
I didn't. Oh boy, are we ever! I didn't do any weather this week, did I?
Oh you didn't.
It was a cool little feature. I just haven't found the time to look up the national weather. This is why we need the Weather Channel or AccuWeather or somebody like that.
Uh-huh. We're going to look into that.
Well, a future date. I'd be happy just to be able to get the guests on. We've promised time to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to do it for this week's shows. Thank you for being a part of our life and letting us into yours as we live our faith.
Live our faith.
There we go. Here on Magnificat Radio, magnificatmedia.com. I thought we'd just look ahead real quick for next week, what we've got planned. We're starting to line up a few guests, and thank you, those of you who have given us suggestions. We're hoping to... to get Maria and David Condor on from out in Watkins, Colorado. They are at an SSPX chapel that is in the process of recording. In fact, we were hoping to have her on this week. She said, "Nah, not going to happen. We're recording all this week."
Oh, yes.
They're, and you'll hear some songs now and then here on during the day in sort of what's called our general rotation of music. We've got O Sanctissima. We've got... the Regina Caeli song. We've got St. Pius X.
Mm-hmm. I've heard them.
Okay, so that comes to us off of a cassette that was given to us by a good friend.
Wasn't it St. Michael's Church?
Yeah, St. Michael's Choir back in Dane, Wisconsin from years ago.
Years ago.
And so, Joe Clements, thank you for passing this cassette on to us. And so, and if you have a cassette, something old or whatever, and if maybe it doesn't sound all that great, we can clean it up here in our studios and put it in. It's just kind of fun to have that stuff on.
It is.
And so that, and so what I'm saying is Maria and David Condor and their choir from their chapel, I don't know which one it is, but they're out in Colorado, Watkins, Colorado. That's got to be Denver, doesn't it?
Possibly.
I would think.
Sure.
Anyway, so they're hoping to be on next week and talk about the process of what it's like, what maybe your chapel needs to do to record.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that big. It's not that hard. So you could do it too. Record your chapel, put it on a compact disc, let it be available for downloads, that kind of thing. And they're doing that. So we're going to talk to them about that. And hopefully they'll get us some of those files and we'll... input
play
them. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Also, Louis Tafari is going to join us next week. We've covered the Santa Fe pilgrimage, but this is such a historical pilgrimage. And
it's a historical area.
The whole area. It's the Santa Fe Trail, parts of it, Coronado. And Louis Tafari is the historian of that whole pilgrimage.
He's the man.
And he's the man. So we're going to get the man on. And we're going to talk about the entire pilgrimage. And see if his wife, I want to know, is his wife Rachel, was she a part of it? And so that's coming up next week as well. What else? What am I missing, Lisa? Father Scott's joining us again via, Father Scott will be back on next week via Skype from South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about the synod coming up. The synod coming up in
October.
And what this really means, not just for the church, but in general, but
what it means for us too.
For us, the Society of St. Pius X, and for all Catholics everywhere,
right.
What we
Father talked about it.
Be looking at, what we should be concerned about besides just the whole thing. What else is we wanted to talk about with Father Scott next week on who's going to be at the synod,
right?
And. What we should
what
be.
What the subject matter is.
And what, well, it's the family. And it's really, it's the definition. There.
I think he talks about the morals, this time.
Possible redefinition of marriage. Oh, yeah, morals.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, Father Scott will be on with us next week. So our thanks to you for being part. I'm getting like a butter-ding-ding-ding.
Yes, you are.
I'm banging my microphone around here a little bit.
I thought it was your head.
Oh, thank you for that. That's nice.
Zing.
You see where it goes? You see where we go right
now? Every now and again, I can tease.
You do. You get a zinger in there. So we think, and you know what I wanted to say? Today, going into your weekend, is National Talk in an Elevator Day. Lisa thought that was really frivolous. Well, it is frivolous. It is frivolous. What am I saying? But I wish you a happy talk in a, what did I say?
In elevator. An elevator.
I almost said refrigerator. Talk in an elevator day today. It's meant to encourage you to talk to total strangers.
Well, after you explained it, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We don't need it. we shouldn't need a holiday to get you to talk to people.
That's true. But,
and then it's also Uncommon Instruments Awareness Day, because everybody these days has to have an awareness of something.
They do.
And there should be a...
an awareness of what kind of instruments?
Uncommon instruments.
Uncommon.
Your kazoo.
Oh, there you go.
Your juice harp. Your...
juice harp?
Yeah, you know, with the... Quang, bang, bang, bang.
Oh, my grandpa used to play one of those.
Really?
Yeah.
And he was an uncommon man. So there you go. It's Uncommon Instruments Day today. I don't know. I just thought I'd end with that. It was kind of funny.
That's cute.
I think it's very funny, actually. Happy last day of July, ladies and gentlemen. Let us begin and go forth into a bold weekend. Go boldly,
go
Lisa.
Boldly.
Go
we
boldly,
we will.
Yes, indeed. This is fun. It's the your morning tradition for the rest of the weekend. Enjoy. We'll see you back here Monday morning.
Have a blessed weekend.
Yes. Hey, wait a minute. I didn't say on Magnificat Radio, magnificatmedia.com.
Living our faith.
Oh, I feel complete now.